News from Bermondsey by Chiaro Giordano of Southwark News. It's ground floor, but not suitable for disabled man. A disabled man who lives in a flat with 13 steps leading to the front door says he's been left housebound after the council refused to let him bid for a bungalow. John Ryan lives in a council property on Lucy Way, Bermondsey, which he says is classed as a ground floor flat, despite a staircase leading to it from the front door. The 53-year-old spends each day sat in an armchair, as the doorways in the flat are too narrow for his wheelchair, and he can't get down the stairs to go outside. Mr. Ryan says he and his wife Mary Dedman, 54, ended up in rent arrears of £5,000 after they were both sent to prison in 2012, and that the council won't let them bid for a more suitable property because of this. "We've had a fire inspector already come here a while ago, and he said it's unsuitable for me to live here because, if there's a fire, I've got no way of getting out because I can't walk," said Mr. Ryan. "I've got narrowing of the spine and damaged vertebrae and damage in my leg. I suffer from memory loss because I've got a shrunken brain. I was having falls and it damaged my back, and I have epilepsy. A JCB went over my head when I came up from a manhole. I think that was in 1990, and the condition has just got worse." Mr. Ryan said he and his wife were sent to prison after he was caught with drugs abroad. "We went to Jamaica, and me being a bit silly, I bought a bit of cannabis," he said. "Mary didn't have any cannabis on her, and she didn't know I had it. We went away in 2012, and Mary came out in 13, and I came out in 2014. The couple say they've paid £700 of the £5,000 rent arrears and they want to stay in the area to be near to their son and daughter. Councillor Stephanie Cryan, Cabinet Member for Housing, said the council would look at reassessing the couple's housing need. "This case is not straightforward, but it's fair to say that we do need to reassess the family's housing need and look into all aspects of their situation, including the significant arrears, before we move forward," she said. "We'll rectify any errors and speak with the family directly in order to resolve their housing situation."